Well, good morning again, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AMI. Vance Rogers here from a beautiful Corbett, Oregon, the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area. You know, just in the wintertime, it's gorgeous when you are anywhere in the world when you get a light dusting of snow and it kind of covers up everything and makes it all clean. Well, that's the way we feel in the Pacific Northwest when we wake up in the morning. And everything is wet once again, because that's what keeps everything green, and that's what keeps everything growing. And Carmen Weber, our guest today, has the, you know, and I say this in all seriousness and honesty, there's people that I bump into at Meekin events, or I've met several people over the years on conference calls. You hear their voice and you kind of get an idea of what they're like. And unlike the gal that I met at an event in Seattle, who said to me, some of you have heard this story, never met her, but you know, she'd listened to Saturday AMI for quite some time, and she said, "Oh my goodness, you're not anything like what I had pictured in my mind." And I looked right at her and I said, "Well, what did you picture in your mind?" "Oh, I pictured somebody who is short, fat, and bald." And I thought, wow, I got the short thing down, but the fat and the bald, I'm hoping never to aspire to that. And for those of you who have never met Carmen in person, we will make sure. I know David Jones, who is on the line. I know several people who were in Layton, Utah this last winter. And if they didn't meet you, they missed out. Because your personality, your passion for life is one that inspires me to be simply more attractive from the inside out. You are a beautiful woman, and I'm not blowing smoke up your proverbial skirt. I'm just saying you're a beautiful woman. But the dedication you have to pursuing the five pillars, it comes out. So, and I know this, but several people on the line and those listening, they may not know that because they've never encountered you in person. Tell us how it all got started. If you and I bumped into each other in an elevator, and we only were going 20 stories up in a downtown building. Carmen, what do you do with your life?
I've got to say I'm glad this isn't on live camera, because I am as red as a tomato right now. Thank you very much.
Is that because you chose to absorb too much vitamin D outside, or what happened?
No. Because of your introduction, I don't know, to live up to that introduction is going to be hard. but anyway, wow, I've always been an adventurous person, and in my lifetime, I've probably had at least 7 major professions. I mean, I'll try one and I'll go to the next and I'll go to the next and I'll go to the next. And honestly, I've never had so much fun as I have had with NECAN. And to me, it's a lifestyle. There's no reason. If I had to purchase the products retail, I would do so, just because it's and the events and the people that you meet, it's like you said, it's all five pillars. It's truly amazing. I was introduced to NECAN 18 years ago. Multiple doctor's visits, multiple blood work. Nobody could figure out why I was hurting, why I was tired. And this was not me. I was always full speed, constantly. And people see you walk through the door, "Oh, there's nothing wrong with you." And I was in major pain. I was introduced to the Pineag water, later the sleep system. I got my life back and my energy and my love for life. And I shared it with family and friends. And we have so many crazy, crazy testimonials on what the products have done and are continually doing. I am just so grateful for Nisha.
You know, you said something, Carmen, about the water, and I immediately thought, I didn't share this last week because it wasn't out in the news yet, and now it is. 8 days ago, we had 54 weeks of a dry spell in our little town of no structure fires. No barns, no homes, no sheds, no major fires. We had grass fires and that kind of stuff, and we quickly extinguished those. And we all knew it was coming, all those of us, the members of the volunteer fire department. And water is such a crucial, essential thing. And as you shared that, you know, your body was in pain. You never named a disease, which I'm grateful, because now we don't have to be hypersensitive of, you know, oh, my goodness. Did she say anything on? Because even my wife and I were looking at an air unit yesterday, $800 air unit, and say she started reading this, what the claims they were making about. And she said, "Can they do this? Isn't this making medical claims?" Because they started naming things that this air unit would take care of. I said, "Yeah, they really shouldn't be doing that, because they just shouldn't." But water is one of those things, and the reason why I didn't mention this barn fire we had last week, because it was an illegal grow operation, and it took a lot of water to, you know, extinguish the bales of marijuana that, and it wasn't the marijuana that started the fire, it was the illegal equipment and chemicals that this person had, and they somehow caught fire. But my point is that you said the water is what you were introduced to 18 years ago. What happened? I mean, that seems so simple, so trite, that you could change your source of water.
When Nisan talks about the body being out of balance, that's exactly what I wasn't sleeping. I thought I was sleeping. I thought I was sleeping very sound, but my immune system was getting broken down night by night by night. And I felt like I was drinking plenty of water. I mean, I was exercising 4 or 5 times a week, and so I made sure that I was hydrated, but not with Pineag water. And like I said, I thought I was sleeping, but I wasn't. My body was never getting into that deep REM sleep. And so slowly, it was just getting out of balance. And by just introducing the water initially, immediately, the first day, I noticed, hey, I'm not drinking as much coffee. Okay, this is cool. And each day got better and better and better. And like I said, once I got into the sleep system the next day, I was like, wow, I was alive again. It was cool.
Well, and here's the thing, and I forgot to, you know, share marijuana or CBD oil or anything that's derived from hemp. David Jones, who's on the line, helped me understand that there's no one single product or one single item out there that's going to be the cure-all for everything, but the basic essentials of life. Grounding, nutrients, energy, water, and sleep, or GNUs, as, you know, Suzanne Steele has taught me the acronym, and I'm name-dropping a lot of people here, I know, but there's a reason why, because I want to honor these folks, because this is all part of the journey, as you said, Carmen, you know, if there's one thing that I've learned for you about this journey of life is, why not be happy? Why not be joyful? Because you as one who have shared your life, your turn, but using one single product and saying this is the cure-all isn't going to work. But something as simple as one of the essentials of life, water and sleep. You know, how long can you go without water? Not very long. Sleep, I think the record is 11 days, and then the body will it just shuts down. I think that's the record, right? Whatever it may be. But water is one of those things. You go a few hours. And I mentioned the structure fire because I had drank a bunch of Pine Mag water en route to the station, but I left my Nikon bottle in my locker. And 3 hours later when we got back, I was dehydrated. And
yeah,
and I could feel it. And I purposed in my mind not to go over to our beverage cooler and get a thing of juice or get a thing of a pop or anything else to kind of perk me back up. I purposely went and found my Nikon bottle, grabbed it, filled it up clear full, drank one full thing of it. And you know what? When we got done rehabbing all our stuff and putting it back, I was back to the head. Well, Carmen, help educate people on the subject of water. How do we know we're hydrated versus dehydrated? What's a simple way to know?
Well, they always say that once you feel thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
Okay,
well, tell me. Tell us.
this is what I've gotten to do in the last couple of years with the firefighters, and they all made fun of me. I went on a website called urinecolor.com, and oh, now we're talking, potty talk. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. the color of our urine is the fastest way to know. And I don't mean to digress or anything like that. This is a simple thing that we can share with other people. Our culture, we don't very much talk about the body's natural elimination processes. Peggy Goldman, was it 2 weeks ago, did a beautiful job. And if you've missed that, it wasn't a conversation. She just answered all the questions that came into this line. And I've had more of my customers who I copied and pasted the link to it, they have responded. Now they're saying, wow, really? Which works really well for a unit that costs less than, well, it's about, if you have sales tax and shipping in there, it's about $400, a little less. But Carmen, I'm really fascinated with you. By the way, to answer my own question, if your urine is not clear, or if it's just slightly yellow, if it's not either of those, then you're dehydrated. It's that simple.
Thank you. Okay.
And I'm not being I'm not being gross. I'm just saying that's the easiest way to find out. And I can tell you, as you just said, if you're already thirsty, then you're past the point of dehydration.
Right.
And that was me on that fire scene, being already thirsty. And I could tell you more about it, but I drank bottles of water because that's all we had on the scene, and it didn't do anything for me. And I know it didn't do anything for me because, and you understand this because this was you 18 years ago all of a sudden, and how would that affect your body's ability to sleep better? Well, when you're hydrated and when you're detoxifying, when you're getting into that REM stage, everything is working properly. Carmen, let me switch gears entirely. Enough about water, okay? Most of us know the importance of it. And for as simple as, $50, you could start with the bottle, and that'll change your life forever. Do you have, I'm going to go back to water again. You yourself just shared that story. In 18 years, tell us, and this, I should have prepped you for this, tell us about somebody that you've had the opportunity to introduce the water to, and it impacted their life.
So many, but a jaw-dropping story.
family member?
Wow. Well, absolutely, family member.
And again, I apologize.
That's okay. It's almost like I've taken it for granted, knowing that whoever I introduce the water to, they're going to have an amazing result. And so once you hear their stories over and over again about more energy or being more limber or, like you said, even sleeping, you just kind of take, oh, yeah, I knew that. You know, there's always a good story with the water. I guess I've just taken it for granted that everyone is going to have a good result. And it's funny because people will always say, wow, Carmen, why do you have so much energy? Wow, do you ever stop? Wow, you know, and these comments, and I always just say, the water. And last Saturday we were at a dance. Let's just say I started the whole thing because it was like, there was this wonderful band and nobody was dancing, and it was like, why are these guys putting up everything? But I don't care. I go and dance by myself. It's so much fun to watch you dance. And I said, it's the water. That's my answer for everything. It's the water. Carmen, why do you do it? It's the water. Because it is. It's just like, these people are so dehydrated, they can't even get off the chairs.
It's such a simple thing, and I'll reference back, and many of you have heard me reference the news story that Yahoo News published, was it March 16th of 2018, I believe that's the date, and it doesn't take, I've seen now the same research shared in other sources, but it's not getting much publicity at all. But it was the short version is a research company did an independent study on 200 bottles of water, two different brands from around the globe. Now, most of us think there's no way there's 200 in the U.S. Well, not, well, I said around the globe, and 93% of them came back tainted. It wasn't the plastic in the bottle, but the lids. The lids are made out of a different type of material. And and if you haven't seen that, and that's more of the negative, but Carmen, I really like your perspective in that it produces a high energy. And the flip side of that is I know, because we're human and we go through life and we have ups and downs, but if we tend to focus more on the ups, or as Marty Jeffries has taught us, those of us who have taken part in the I Can attitude, of course, there's a lot of trains that go through our station or go through our mind. We don't necessarily have to catch every one. And those trains that are negative, or those trains that are, you know, create bad experiences, they literally create bad negative endorphins and the chemical releases in our body. We don't have to catch them. It's our choice. And we meet people all the time that are in those categories, and it's like we want to help them, but at the same time, it's like you said, look, if nobody else has danced, I'll dance by myself.
Right.
That's true. Looking back,
okay.
The five pillars of health. We're switching gears from talking about products. Let me just ask why. Why have you continually... looking at a healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, finances, and society. Why has that been a pursuit in your life?
Totally. See, the healthy mind is going to give you that good attitude. It's going to give you that energy to go through the day, and it works right along with the healthy body, because you have a healthy mind, you're going to have a good attitude about your body. You're going to want to do whatever you can for that body. But the cool thing is that whatever you do, even though you don't say anything, it's going to be an example to family, society. It's they all just work so closely together. I love the five pillars, and I'm not saying I'm balanced by no means. Every time we go to humans being more, and there's and you have to gauge yourself on the scale of 0 to 100, and where you are as far as your mind, your health, your mind, your body, your family, your contribution to society and your finances. I am so low on the scale, but it's exciting because it's just that much more to try to work towards and to achieve the higher scale and just to be a better person. It reflects in everything we do all day long, and it's to even the strangers, especially the strangers. How many times do you see a smile coming through the grocery store? So it's kind of fun. I'll even laugh at I got on a plane, and the whole time in the airport I was searching for smiles, and then I got on the plane and there were no smiles, and which made me smile even bigger because it was just hilarious that nobody knew how to smile. And the person that I sat next to, he said, "Thank you, finally, a person who's smiling." And then we got to talk about Nietzsche, but it was just, it's so unusual.
You know, I knew Stacey and I, my wife and I knew we weren't the only crazy people in the world, but every time we go to the airport to greet somebody, whether it's one of our kids or a friend or whatever, we splurge and spend the $3 and park. One of us doesn't circle around, you know. Life is too short, people. Don't be in such a rush. Just go park. And we're going to do this, by the way, and because our kids think, oh my gosh, mom, dad, why? But we've told them, we're going to just go get a meal, a takeout meal, and go to the airport and go find a chair or a bench or something near the greeting section. And exactly, look what you're talking about. Look for smiles. It's just hilarious.
I do the same thing, Vance.
Yeah,
from Maryland, I do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, Pat, and here's the bottom line, Carmen, and I want to kind of finish off with this in our conversation here, because you've given us some really good nuggets to, it's our responsibility, and it's more than just a product experience. I remember learning years ago, somebody said, it's not when you get into Nikan, it's when Nikan gets into you.
Absolutely.
And you have allowed that to happen, and it's great, all the wonderful features, but there's this balance about it, and it really comes down to humans being more. And by the way, it's Peggy Goodman. If I mispronounced or said something else, like, you know, Peggy Badman or Peggy Goodwoman or whatever I said, it's Peggy Goodman. Thank you, Steve. But November 2nd in La Crosse, that's La Crosse, Wisconsin, November 2nd. And the reason why I'm saying this date and this location is there are a fair amount of people that tune in live or via the recording and that are in the Midwest. Mark that date on your calendar. If it's been more than a year since you've been to Humans Being More, or if you refer to it as Silver Training, then we know it's been more than a decade. You need to go. And the beautiful thing about it, you register for it, and then as soon as you complete the course, Nikan puts on your account $100 worth of free product. So it's a wash. Other than your gas money or your airfare or your train fare, your bus fare, however you have to get there, and then your accommodations for as long or as short as you want to stay. Or you do like Vance does at every Nikan event, and I reach out prior, and I just start calling people that I think might be going. I try to stay with the same gender because, you know, I'm happily married for 24 years. I want to keep it that way and avoid all appearance of evil. But bunk with other people. You ladies always have it easier because there seems to be more ladies that are smarter than the men who purposely go to an event like this. But November 2nd in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and my good friend Karen Willens is the one who's promoting this and putting it together. She wants to put the Midwest back on the map for Nikan. And this is a long way out. So people can't make up excuses like, oh, you know, yeah, we just decided last night that that's my birthday on November 2nd. I highly doubt you said that. I'm just saying, it's way out there. Carmen, why should people go to an event like Humans Being One?
I have been multiple times, and every single time, even though the same material is taught, and a lot of times the material is even broadened or explained in a different way, but every single time, it just makes you a better person. It does. It just helps you reach deep inside. Initially, you're going to find some hurts that need to be repaired, but every single time you just become a better and better person. I highly recommend it to anybody, and I've told this even to ones that aren't consultants, that are customers, that are friends. It is invaluable. To pay $99 for this course is insane. It's just, you wouldn't find this material. You won't find this growth and this love anywhere else.
I'd love to go again. I went back in April with Pat Gormley again. I went back in April and I sort of didn't feel the need to go again, but I don't know when I can do it. That's the combination of economically feasible and fairly decent location that doesn't cost an arm and a leg to get to and all that other stuff.
You know, and Pat, I appreciate you jumping on here with Carmen and I because you're in Maryland. You're right on the eastern seaboard. And so, you know, La Crosse, Wisconsin, yeah, that would be a long ways. But when we purpose for something, it's like planning a family vacation or, you know, doing something. Most people don't jump on a cruise, you know, once a month. They don't go on a vacation once a month. We do things like we go to a movie or we might eat out every other week or maybe one. But when you plan for something and you think, oh, yeah, that's something I should go. The easiest way to describe the Humans Being More experience, it's not a training, it's not an event, it's an experience. It really is. That it's been described as a checkup from the neck up. It really is, and we can have our life all together, or we can be a walking hot mess. I've had a lot of females introduce themselves as a hot mess. Not sure what that means, but mess is usually not a good term. We are all, as you, Carmen, as you said, you haven't achieved it. There's no such thing as perfection. And at the same time, when we own and when we're open and honest and say, you know, I go to things like this to become a better me. And I believe Tom Watanabe, the owner of Nikan, coined the phrase, or somebody did that was connected with the company, said, I like myself more when I'm with people like you.
Mm.
And when you submit yourselves and surround yourself with other people who are willing to say, I looked at, and I'll finish with this and then comment, I'll let you have the last word. I was looking at the life cycle that I started. It's never finished. But I glanced at it the other day, because I put on there Travel Made Easier. And that was something I cut out of a magazine. And I looked at that and I thought, oh my goodness, thank you, Lord. Because that day, Stacy had booked a ticket for next March to fly all the way to Africa for multiple reasons that I won't go into. And it was like she had been researching it and doing it, and I thought, how much easier was it for her to make that commitment? And it was a $1,011 commitment to fly from Portland, Oregon, all the way to Nairobi, Kenya, and then on to Eldoret, which is outside of Nairobi, the capital. Now, and I'm not saying that when you go to human being more, you're going to start booking tickets to Africa. This has been a long time coming for us, and she's going to be doing a scouting trip. But this is things that we put on, and it goes back to my human being more experience in 2015. So it goes back several years. Something that I put on paper, and we are now seeing it come to pass. So again, La Crosse, Wisconsin, November 2nd. I want to throw that out there. But Carmen, looking back over the last 18 years, and we started this conversation by you sharing an elevator speech, and it all came back to the water. How imperative for you in going forward is Niken, and why would you continue to choose to not only live it, but also share it with other people?
People are becoming more and more aware of what they've been doing to improve their health, to keep their health, to repair their health, to repair their lives, to live their lives, it is not working. And the beautiful philosophy of the five pillars of health, of being more of a human, there's not a single person that can't use and benefit from this philosophy and improve their lives, improve their health. And like I said, just by living by example is doing more for my introduction to others with Niken than I could ever do. I've lived through some crazy situations in the last 18 years. In 2011, not only losing my partner in an accident, but having my husband not there, and and myself, I was going through some health issues, which it's a whole nother story. 8 months of chemo and 2 months of radiation, and you're talking to somebody who doesn't even take aspirin, and it was just a matter of you do this or you're not going to be here tomorrow. So, but all those situations, I tell everybody the only thing, not the only thing, but because I do believe in the power, but my health, I wouldn't have been able to go through 2011 without Niken. Absolutely not. And so it just reminded me, okay, this is really important. Let's not Let's not let it go. Let's keep up with their health. And now all these years later, I am not a spring chicken, and Social Security is right at my door, and
I'm not either.
But it's like I people are just blown away when they hear how many years I've been on this earth. It's just like what? Because and it's Nikan. It's Nikan. It is Nikan. I've been drinking the water for the last 18 years. I've been sleeping on the sleep system. I still have the 6-inch mattress that was purchased, a thousand years ago. It's crazy. I would not give up it anything. It's Nikan is my life. Yes.
You know, and Carmen, I want to say thank you because what you just covered in those last few minutes, I'm sitting here smiling because this is the Carmen that I've gotten to know over the years at events and sometimes it's just brief conversations. And I really want to encourage all of us to... We have these cross points in our lives that we're like, you know, I really should do that or I want to do that, but I don't know if I can. Yeah, you can. You make a decision and you go with it. And sometimes it's hard to pull a trigger and do those kind of things. And when you do, when you step out of your box, step out of the normal status quo, you're going to become a leader. And others, and Carmen, you said it beautifully when you said that people are becoming more aware. We're inundated with information, we're inundated with change and the research, and it's all right at our fingertips. We can Google anything, but people are becoming more aware. And the media does a beautiful job sometimes of telling us that, you know, like a pharmaceutical company, that the state of Oklahoma... They file a lawsuit and they win a $270 million lawsuit that they won because they're producing things like oxycodone, which destroys people's lives. They're producing these things and $270 million, it doesn't even save them. It doesn't even save them because they've generated so much money off of producing very harmful things. Nikan is the complete polar opposite of that. Complete polar opposite. The body will always heal itself in all five of those pillars. And Carmen, I really thank you for being vulnerable and even sharing about your journey, because flying solo, as I've said to people who are a widow who have lost a partner, it's never easy, and yet at the same time, it allows us to realize, wait a second, God put within me the ability to do this, and thanks to Nikan, we can go forward. If you jumped on the call late, Carmen Weber has been our guest. You can catch this recording and this conversation and so many more at www.saturdayamlive.com. And I want to encourage everyone, whether you're live or listening to the recording, I want to encourage everyone to, you can go to that website, SaturdayAMLive.com. 2019 recordings is where they immediately get posted, and then you'll see the ongoing list. Keep clicking. If you haven't been there in a while, keep clicking and see, you know, older posts or, you know, then it's just a regular blog that Steve Kofod has beautifully laid everything else out there. But we purposely put the pictures of the people up there, with the exception sometimes we can't get them or whatever, but we want you to understand that these are some amazing stories. Copy and paste, and if you don't know how to do that, you can call me, and I will teach you, as my mother taught me years ago, how to copy and paste a recording, and you can literally do it from your phone. or your computer and email it to somebody or text it to somebody and simply say this. I do this all the time. I heard this conversation or this conference call the other day, however you want to say it, and I thought of you. What is a simple way to share it with a friend? Because you don't know why, they don't know why you thought of them. They don't. But the greatest thing that happened to me a few days ago is one of my high school friends. I had no idea that she actually was reading an email or something I sent to her, and she said, oh, I listened to that interview you did. That was really good. And I thought, what is she talking about? Well, we've had this conversation now going on for over a year now about the water, and she listened to the Q&A session with Peggy Goodman. And now I'm following up with her because she, and things are tight for her and her family, but she's seriously thinking about the water. So anyway, I can't encourage you enough to utilize these recordings and take advantage of them.